I've gotten like 30-minute unskippable ads before.
What?
You, 30 minutes? What? I've never gotten that.
Are you on like... what site were you on?
YouTube!
Oh yeah, I've seen that on YouTube too.
I kill myself.
What's like a small documentary as an ad?
That's funny.
Alright. We should probably
we're back.
Let people come back in and then re-explain how the process of destroying the door. The connection should be better now, though. Yeah.
Okay, better. You guys gonna have to, Sophia, you're gonna have to remind me. What happened last adventure? Who are you guys looking for?
There are these guys on the ship.
Right, the mage and the old Green Shrike, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That I remember.
And we have a pretty good idea that they know something about the key.
And who was the guy you guys talked to back there that vanished as well?
Huh?
The guy in the back of the boat.
Oh. Okay, he vanished down there. I forget his name. I don't know. Call him Jimmy.
Should look back into the stream to find it.
Working out? Cool. Do you guys remember his name?
Who?
The red eyes guy. In the back. I really think it was Jimmy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jimmy. No?
I'm sure it was not Jimmy.
I'm thinking John.
No, definitely not John.
Johnson?
Johnston?
No. It was more casual than that. Not as formal of a name. Let me see.
Look it up.
James? You got the archive?
Yeah.
Same as Jimmy John?
Have to watch
Jameson?
It. Jameson?
Jameson. Jameson. Jameson.
Hmm. Yes, that's right. Alright, Jameson has vanished.
Right. Jameson was the one who vanished.
He went down there and then he didn't come back up.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what happened. Okay, okay. Well, I got a pin right there. I'm retarded. Alright, okay. So you guys hear the latch giving way to the weight of the hatch itself because it's so heavy. As soon as it melts around it, it immediately falls and opens. And you guys see a stairwell curving inwards to the back of the boat.
Should we sneak down there?
I mean, didn't we just, like, have a sex party with the hatch? I think we should just go in, and, you know, casually.
We might have advantage on the guys.
That was really good.
We might have advantage on the guys if we come across them.
Mm. All right.
So, yeah, I'm finna sneak.
Okay.
Stealth roll. Okay, d20 plus 7. 4 plus 7 is 11. Gonna roll?
Okay, I got 16.
Alright.
Ooh, dang. Perfect 20. I'm super sneaky right now.
Oh, well, you got a natural 20? Or?
Yeah.
Alright. Cool.
Natural 20, okay. You guys wait a second, I'm looking into something. Ooh, jeez, you guys cannot deal with that one yet.
Oh, so we are getting raped? That's nice.
What? I'm like invisible.
Looking for an enemy.
Alright. What were you guys' scores?
I got 11.
I got a natural 20.
We're 16.
16, 11,
yeah.
And 20, all right, whatever. You guys can all manage to sneak down there.
Okay.
Even though it's a little hard to scale it, you know, down like that. sort of difficult, but you guys make it through. And then there's a sudden drop. You notice. The passage is basically like a duct, like a vent right now. So it ends in a square opening like that. It's big enough for all of you guys to pass, but you guys cannot see immediately what's down there.
Well, we gotta keep going.
You guys all see in the dark?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Yeah, I got
dark vision. Actually, yeah, we're all Tabaxi.
Ooh. All right, you guys wanna? Well, as soon as you guys get on that square and you can see down it, you can see a stone table with Jameson laid out naked.
Wait, naked?
Be awake, but yeah, he's naked. Yeah, he seems to be awake, but his face does not. It's like he's passed out or something. He's got his eyes open and he's moving around a bit, but he doesn't seem to be aware of his surroundings.
Hmm.
And you hear a scuttling, a slithering sound coming from down there, as well as some whispering.
Who are the players? Me, Harry Dingleberry, Gabby, Latrina Dingleberry. And yeah. Pinevoy is Rip Von Vag. We're all related.
Yes, sir. Are all you guys cats now? Latrina's a cat too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Harry, you're a white cat, right?
I'm black. Rip is white.
Oh, you're black. Rip is white. Latrina's what?
White.
White? Okay.
Well, yeah, Rip is sort of like pale, because like pure white was the molesters. Rip is like sort of pale yellow type white. It's light colored, basically.
No, the molesters were naked. They didn't have any fur. Huh?
Yeah, the molesters were naked. That's why they were kicked out.
They were hairless.
Oh.
Then why does Latrina... Wait, Latrina's a different... Latrina's my sibling?
Yeah,
She's a freaking she-male.
What?
She's a 6 foot female.
Yeah, that's why you got kicked out. Which you haven't told us yet, have you?
No.
But you're supposed to.
At some point.
Probably now is not right a good now. Time.
Yeah.
Hey guys, by the way, I have a penis. Oh! Yow! Alright, anyways.
Yowza.
Alright. You guys, that's all you guys can see down there. You see there's like crates and barrels and like kegs where people would keep alcoholic beverages like wine.
Mm.
And there's a couple of doors down there, but right in the middle where it's like cleared out, there's a stone table. You see what seem to be like blood spatterings around that, but Jameson is naked on top of it and he seems to be unaware of his surroundings. You smell a very strong stench too. It seems chemical.
Probably meth. All right, let's keep going. We gotta help Jameson.
Hey, yo, bro, wake up! Wait, hold on. We should
be quiet.
You guys are all the way up there right now.
We're sneaking stuff.
Oh, right, true.
Guys are all the way up there. You would have to roll an acrobatics to get down there while still being quiet.
Dang. Okay.
Wait.
Who wants to go?
I mean, I got a +4 on acrobatics. So
let me see.
I have
actually
a +5 on acrobatics.
Oh, okay.
How far away are we?
A few meters down. I mean, up, like 5 meters up.
Okay. Is there anything that's like in there that we can see?
What you mean?
I don't know.
I just described the area.
Yeah.
Stone table in the middle, crates and kegs and barrels around.
I probably can't use Mage Hand to help Jameson, can I?
What is Mage Hand exactly?
It's basically just like ethereal hand I can send to 30 feet away to do stuff.
Okay, you can send it. You can do it.
Wake him up, smack him. Oh, he is awake. But like, can I like
awake.
Hold
his
hand?
Eyes open, is moving, but he's
his penis
confused.
Or something.
Slap his balls.
I don't think that'd be a good wake up. I think he should have to go spit
alert him.
I'll let you slap his balls if you want to do that.
Alert him.
I don't understand. Is he smoking crack? He's just laying there?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, I'll send, okay, it's a cantrip, so I can just use it.
Yeah.
I'll send Mage Hand. Going like...
Okay, you... What are you gonna do with the Mage Hand?
I'm gonna go slap him on his face, but lightly.
Oh, nice balls. Okay,
you tap him on the face, and he just turns around, and he just turns to the side, but he's still the same way. Seems to be under the effect of some kind of drug.
Mm. Oh.
It's not red ice. You know, the captain.
I'd be able to get him ice. Butt naked, though.
So they could probably rape him.
Like gay rapists?
Yeah.
Guys, what should I do? I don't think we can snap him out of it just by smacking his balls and licking his nuts or whatever.
Why not try it?
But I don't think that's gonna work, though.
Squeeze his nipple.
Yeah, I think he's just gonna... Squeeze his nipple with Mage Hand.
What if he splooges? That's gonna be awkward.
Doesn't do anything?
Squeeze his nipple?
As yeah. Yes!
It doesn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. He is sedated.
Okay, I guess I'll have to give up on that for now. Alright, who has the highest acrobatics? Because I think it's useful to just like go down there.
I have a +5.
Yeah, I got +4.
+5, +4, +5. Okay, I'm the lowest. Then Rip.
Let's roll. Okay, I get a 19.
Ooh. Acrobatics? Alright, hold up. Let me see something. Alright, wow. Alright. You managed to drop down there silently. The smell has gotten stronger. And you can feel from the way that from how silent it is down here and from how humid the floor is. Beneath you is seawater right now. Just straight up water. You are in the bottom of the boat. And you can see him straightforwardly. You can see him a few feet away from you. You can see Jameson naked.
Can you roll to see if anyone else is there?
He can.
No, that'd probably be useful.
Yeah.
Okay. Perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have +4. Okay, I rolled 22.
Oh, nice.
22. Okay. In here, you don't notice anybody, but you do notice a trail of dripping liquid taking you to one of the doors.
True.
Are you still sneaking? Should we try to go down there with you? Like, for combat?
Yeah. But what if you, like, alert somebody? If you fail?
I can also just get bad roll and, like, break both my nuts.
Yeah, straight up. You bust your
that
nuts.
That can happen.
Bruce, I have 20 hit points. I'd rather it be me down there.
Go for it.
Alright. Oh, jeez, I don't want to break my nuts. Can't be helped. 19! +3 is 22.
Oh, I thought that was 21.
Okay, you all successfully get down there.
Okay. Yeah, I got a +4 in acrobatics, so let's see. Oof, I'm the one breaking my nuts tonight. I got an 8 in total.
Alright.
That's not good.
after Harry descends quietly into the antechamber, Latrina drops down like a cannonball right on top of a crate and falls into it.
Does a cannonball?
That's so unlucky.
with a resounding thud. Cracking.
Okay, hide quick.
The top of a crate.
Hide.
All of us have to hide quickly.
Well, the both of you are still hidden in hid mode. You guys are have found nooks and crannies.
Yeah, I just broke my
back. Katrina is you didn't take any damage, but you are you fell into a crate. You're inside a crate right now.
Oh shoot, what's in here?
A lot of glass.
Oh my gosh, and I like didn't die?
No, it's like solid glass containers.
Oh.
And there's a black liquid.
Crate full broken glass. Man, I can't speak. Broken glass.
What?
Like, it's there are multiple thick glass containers.
Broken glass.
With black liquid inside of them.
Wow! Oh, that's scary.
So there's squid splooge all over me?
Well, they're tough to see, but they seem to be a really dark liquid. Fluid.
Drink some.
I'm not tasting that. I want to know what it is before I do anything.
That's probably the thing that they gave him. I don't know.
That's why I drink some.
Well, anyways, so is anyone coming to get Latrina? Or are they just whatever. Huge thud. Alright, well I guess we'll just sneak into the room.
Well there's
two. Yeah, I'll just lay here and keep a watch.
The room with the splooge leading to it.
The room where the splooge is going into?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna straight up open the door? At this point, they've heard you, so I don't think stealthing it is necessary.
Yeah.
But you can go ahead. Alright, you open the door, and you see a long corridor of it's a lab corridor. It's a bunch of tables with a bunch of chemicals sprawled out all across and herbs. And throughout the floor, there's at least 9 dead men.
Oh my goodness.
All across the corridor.
Search him.
You guys are not surprised at all? Like, not like, wow, that's a lot. Like, you know?
There's free stuff?
That is a lot. What are we gonna do with all these dead people?
Well, right. I'm not gonna bury Latrina, what's your armor class?
Nice.
That's my 14. Best favorite question.
Yeah, mine's 14.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine running up to your wife saying that and then punching her. Honey, what's your armor class?
What?
Uppercuts her.
Too late. Bow! 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 Bow!
Actually, all of you... Let me see.
Fort? Die?
We fart.
No.
Fort and die?
I don't want to fart and die.
We shit to
it death. Grew from the earth, man. Not gone herb, man. It's myth. It's red eyes, man.
Okay, all of you do a constitution saving throw.
Oh.
Damn.
Uh-oh, spaghetti-o. Oh, okay. I got 19.
Doing good rolls today, probably not me though. Okay, 10 plus 1 is 11.
11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rip?
I got 13.
13, okay. So, that's pretty. Let me see. Okay, this is really good. I love this. Harry, you get hit with 4 hit points of damage.
Okay.
Rip and Latrina, you guys get hit with 2 hit points each.
Woo, all right.
But you guys are going to have disadvantage on all attack rolls and ability checks for the time being.
Well, how much is disadvantage?
Disadvantage is you have to roll twice.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then you take the weaker one.
What has happened is the following. As you guys open the door, a naked snake woman.
Boobs! Ah!
Open. Yeah, boobs in your face right now. She's completely naked.
Is this the sloppy slippery lesbian that everyone was talking about?
Has crawled from out the other door and up behind you guys, and she's with her mouth and her hands, she's expelled a poison spray towards all of you.
Where'd
you
she
guys
come
are all
from?
Intoxicated right now. From the other door, there were 2 doors.
You chose wrong, bro, boy.
She vaped on us.
If I use poison spray on her, does she get disadvantage? Because I have poison spray.
Actually, only you got disadvantage.
Only
the
me?
The other 2 didn't. Yeah, only
wait,
you.
Wait, what?
Had. Rather it be me.
Because they succeeded on their...
They only got a little slap to the nuts. Minus 2 HP.
Hey, it hurt. It hurt regardless.
Okay,
nuts.
Now let's roll initiative, everybody.
Okay. How do you do that? Is it just
d20?
D20, yeah. Plus dexterity.
Plus dexterity? Ooh.
10
plus...
10.
3 is 13.
No, wait, negative... That's 9. Never mind, I got 9.
You have negative 1 dexterity?
No, like, I got 6 plus 4 dexterity, then negative 1 initiative. Oh wait, do you not minus that? My bad, then it's 10.
What? I don't understand.
What?
What type of ego math are you doing?
I thought you put in the minus 1 initiative that you already have.
You're retarded.
What? You have an initiative you already have?
Oh, are you saying you have a minus 1 to your initiative?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard about that. Why?
Then it is. If you have low dexterity, you get minus 1.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But your dexterity is plus 4.
Yeah, then it's 10 then. Yeah, then it's 10.
Your initiative is your dexterity. What are you talking about? How can you have plus 4 dexterity and have minus 1 initiative?
Don't goofed around, I guess. So then, yeah, I got a 10. Yeah.
Okay, okay. You got a 10. Harry got 13. Rip?
I also got 13.
Okay, which one of your natural rolls was higher?
I got 10. Natural.
I got 12.
Okay, so Rip goes first. Rip, you're the first one to turn around and see a naked woman with snake eyes and jewelry hanging all around her body, spraying poison towards you.
What a dream. Okay, so combat, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do?
Wait, don't you have useful stuff?
Yes, I do.
You can cast.
So let's do this. I want to give Bardic Inspiration to Sophia or Harry. So use that on your next roll. And
isn't Bardic Inspiration like an action?
Probably a bonus.
It's a bonus action.
Oh, okay, continue.
And what else could I do?
You grow from the earth.
That weapon,
I guess I'll just run at her, yeah. And try to stab
her. What? Oh, okay.
With my hand
out. Run at her, try to kiss her.
Okay. You attack her with what?
A hand axe.
Hand axe, how much, what's that, the damage die to that?
1d8.
Okay, roll the d20 attack.
Okay, 13. Does that hit?
Let me see.
Whipping.
I forgot the armor class. Let me look it up. Ooh, dude.
Oh, man. Hold up. I gotta put my phone on the charger.
I have 15 USBs, but they're all taken. Because my router doesn't connect instantly. I had to buy like a $200 thing to connect it so I could have internet. Wait a second. Bear with me. Okay, this is it. All right. What did you say you got? 13?
Yeah.
All right. You hit. Yeah.
Okay, so 1d8.
Tell me the damage.
4.
All right. Okay, you... What is it called? You lacerate her chest with your hand axe, but it doesn't seem to stop her as she bleeds a green liquid. It's your turn, Harry. You have disadvantage on...
I have disadvantage, attacks. But Bardic Inspiration is 1d6, right?
Yeah.
My damage? Go ahead. Okay. I'm going to strike her with my rapier.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
That's the sound of her unshielding her rapier.
And 19. Okay, I'll go with 14 plus 5 is 19.
Okay, you hit.
Okay, 1d8 plus 3. How does this work? It's my damage is 1d8 plus 3 plus 1d6. Yeah, I guess it's the same. Anyways, whatever. This is okay. Ow, my penis. Stop. 6, 9. Oh, this is 10? No, wait, what? Okay, this is 8. Alright. D8. Ooh, 8. Plus 3 is 11. And then the 6. 6. Okay, oh. 11 plus 6. That's 17.
17. Right.
Dude, big hit.
Wow, that is a big hit. Okay. Your rapier punctures right through her lungs. Ooh. As you turn around with a single swoop. Not a swoop, but a puncture. You puncture right through her entire chest, right between her ribs, right through her rib cage and out of her back. And she screams in pain. But she is still alive. And after she's done screaming in pain, she focuses her attention fully on you.
Mm.
What is your armor class, Harry?
Isn't it Latrina's turn?
No, it's the enemy's turn now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first attack was advantage. You guys didn't catch on until afterwards. So then she also rolled initiative. What's your armor class?
Okay, 16.
16? Let me see. Alright. She slashes you with her scimitar. Not a scimitar, but like just a dagger. As soon as she notices your rapier going through her body, she attacks the arm that's holding the rapier. And that's a... What? 2 hit points. Okay, you're getting off easy.
I guess she just grazes it? I don't know.
She grazes your arm with her dagger.
It's too weakened.
The rapier is Yeah, she is very weakened at this point. And when she notices the trouble she's in, she sibilates a name, probably of a god, of her god, Seth. That's what you hear coming out of her mouth.
Ew.
Almost in a prayer mode. Latrina, it is your turn now.
Awesome. I'm going to have sex with her. All right. So let's see. I got a 13.
You hit.
Nice. All right. Okay. So then, yeah, 8 damage. And with a javelin, by the way.
Okay. 8. You throw a javelin from a distance at her, and it punctures her right shoulder.
Urethra?
And she's got a javelin sticking out of her shoulder now.
Awesome.
All right. Rip, back to you.
Okay. I think it's worth giving someone else part of inspiration.
Oh.
Oh, no. I start twerking, yes.
You start twerking as a method of taunting her.
I think I'll always, when I hear twerk, I think of Sims 4, like, retarded animation mod twerk. Grim Reaper throwing his back out. Having sex with the floor. You guys gotta know what I'm talking about. You gotta watch Vine Sauce Duel.
Okay, so let's, I give a bardic inspiration die to Gabby.
Sweet.
All right.
Thank you.
And then I go for an attack.
Mm-hmm. Tell me your die.
Roll a d20. 15.
You strike. Gosh darn it.
Okay. And then it's a d8, so 3.
Three damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You hit with the hand axe again?
Yeah.
Okay, you do it again, but this time you merely graze her one of her ribs. It slices, but it doesn't do much damage. She bleeds more green fluid. Harry, it is your turn.
Okay.
Who did you give bardic inspiration to, Rip?
Gabby.
Okay, now you are in disadvantage, Sophia.
Right.
Beware. It means you roll twice and pick the lowest.
Yeah. 2 and 20.
Well, nice. You got 2. That's what math. Yeah.
2 plus 5, 7. I don't think I hit. It was 7.
You don't. You go for another strike, but she diverts your rapier into the wooden door frame, and she readies up for an attack on you.
Nice.
Let's go, baby. Oh, okay. That's What's your armor class for Harry?
16.
Okay. She misses both attacks on you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, W.
She starts crying.
Really?
Yes.
In menstruation?
In desperation.
Oh. She menstruates.
And cries. That's kind of nice.
I'm going to put an end to her suffering real soon.
Okay, now it is Latrina's turn. Go ahead.
All right. All right. About to die. I got an 8.
Oh, you miss.
Oh, cute.
Don't you have bardic inspiration? Doesn't that mean you can roll an extra 6?
You could.
Huh? Isn't that on the damage?
You add damage?
Your attack bonus?
Yeah.
Did you roll a natural
3? No.
A 3?
The bardic inspiration is for damage.
You rolled an 8. What is your attack bonus for your weapon?
No, I thought the 8 was for to see if I got the hit or not.
Are you retarded?
Yeah, you add your attack bonus.
What is your attack bonus?
Okay, so I don't have the javelin anymore, so it's nothing. I have the short sword.
Okay, the short sword, you attack with strength. How much strength do you have?
-2?
What?
In your initiative, I mean, in your... Well, that makes sense. So then you have no attack bonus. Because -2 plus the of proficiency that makes it a 0. So you have +0 on attack.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be attacking with dexterity. I don't know why exactly you have a short sword, but you miss completely. And the bardic inspiration was wasted. Rip, it's back to you.
What could I do here?
Don't give that stuff to me.
Clearly. So let's try. I punch her. No, I was kidding.
I mean, you could just punch her in her boob, right?
I could use this. Oh, okay, that's not good. I just attacked them.
With?
Hand axe again.
Hand axe, okay. See if you hit. Try it.
Okay, I hit 14.
You managed to strike her with your hand axe. Okay. Roll damage.
6.
Wow, okay. You deal a pretty significant blow to her, and now she's bleeding a whole lot of green goo. And her desperation is intensified. You strike her in her belly with your hand axe.
Dang, will she die? Or what?
Hopefully.
She's not dead, Harry.
Oh boy, alright. She can do double strike. I don't know if I want to like go in close. She likes me. I can do shield. Oh, that's cool, but it is a spell. Oh, yeah, I'll just attack her.
Mm-hmm.
With my rapier. 15 and 12, so 12 plus 5 is 17.
Okay, you hit.
Okay.
Rapier?
Plus 3, yeah.
Okay, so you don't need to roll, you kill her.
Nope.
You go through her head with your rapier, and her skull cracks open. You are currently covered, your hand at least is covered in green goo, and she is dead. Wait a second, let me divide.
Yay! I like this peaceful music while we're, like, getting raped by some green, like, snake lady.
Alright. She screams as she bleeds out and gets her head cracked open. But you still hear noises down here. And you hear a sibilant voice saying, "My sister."
Oh God! Stop!
Why?
No! Oh my God, bro! We didn't know she had a sister.
Yo, what's the deal, Snake Lady? Why are you down here? What are you? That's what I say.
The woman is dead. Yeah, her skull is cracked open before you. Her brain.
No, I'm talking to the sister, my sister, lady.
She screams it out to the nothing.
It's not a feminine voice. I'll tell you that much.
What?
Oh.
The other voice you hear is not feminine.
Oh,
it's a man.
Oh crap! We're dead.
It's a man. We don't. It's not a woman that we can even beat.
Hey, say hey, sexy. You looking for a good time?
Oh, wait, yeah, I can seduce him. Is there a seduce thing I can use?
Is he yay? Men trying to seduce
him? Oh, right, whoops.
You cannot see anybody. You wouldn't know where to cast the spell.
You wouldn't know where to seduce to. What direction to be sexy towards. Yeah, cast sexy. On
cast sexy.
6 to 6 a.m. I guess we gotta go find them. I'm seriously confused, though, what they're doing here.
Yeah, this is not what we were looking for, like, at all. We should have just swam home or something. This is pretty bad.
What, do we fish?
I mean, maybe we could have gone back up and be like, hey, Captain, something's not right down there.
You want to get the captain's help?
I mean, we kind of... I don't know.
The other door is opened, but you guys do not know what lies inside it.
Hmm.
I feel like it's a bad thing to go get the captain's help.
Is Jameson still, like...
Hi.
Hi. Has balls?
He might have got raped, honestly.
He is. He's still dwindling.
Alright, should we go get the captain? He's really an a-hole. I don't want to talk to him. He's an N-word black person.
He's an N-word, but... Okay, how about we...
Let's just fight. Close.
Wait, would... Huh?
Fight.
Fight, fight!
Fight, fight.
I need to find more Skyrim music.
Just send it to me, and I'll play it.
I don't know about fighting. I feel like,
why not?
I have a feeling I'm gonna die. All right, I'm gonna be honest. I think I'm gonna die.
It's okay. That's just you. Just three of us.
Okay. I at least want to get my javelin back. So I kind of
it's cool.
It's cracked into the shoulder.
Oh.
Oops.
Well, I'll just play some music here. Yeah, I was gonna play exactly that one. Wow.
Yeah, it's really nice.
We're in a tavern.
Well, we're in a boat.
Yeah. Close enough.
Close enough.
Okay, let's see. I think we should just fight, though. Like, she wasn't that strong.
But that's a dude. Like, we just fought a girl.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, of course she's gonna start crying.
I got 17 on one of my attacks. For the damage.
True.
I mean, what happens if we go up there and he doesn't want to help us? We just come back. Do the acrobatics roll again.
A song that's longer than 3
minutes. What? Why is the music bot so gay? That's really good.
Wait. Let me see if I can play with this one. Okay, I could play with this one. Yeah, I have 2. There we go. Okay, you guys are lying in front of a woman, of the dead serpent woman, but you sort of presume that it wasn't her that killed all the men in here. They probably would have done short work of her, but so she's probably accompanied.
Yeah, the other guy's probably way stronger.
Yeah.
All right, let's go up then.
Yeah, for this.
Can we search the woman first?
I mean, if you want to go through her blood and boobs, sure.
She's really just naked. Sort of naked. There's nothing to search unless you're gonna go finger butt and boobs. You want to collect something?
The dead bodies. Yeah, yeah.
Wanna take a snake boob. We used to be collecting balls, sacks. On the old campaign.
Oh, yeah. We need to have proof that this happened, so yeah, we gotta take the boob.
Take the boob.
What are you guys' health hit points, rather?
14.
8.
Let's see.
At least right now.
Can't read. Okay, 12. That's 21. I lost 2, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, right. Then I'm 19.
The corridor is empty other than the red ice chemicals. There are the crates here. None of the crates that were opened and the barrels that were empty, they had like red ice chemicals, the same ones you're finding here. The one Latrina fell into had a black viscous liquid that looked nothing like the red ice chemicals.
Do we get
and the other
XP?
Door is, like, sort of half open. I'll tell you that later.
Okay. Alright, yeah, we're gonna run upstairs and ask for help.
Yeah. Alright, let's take your boob and maybe could we try to help this James dude up?
He's drugged like, out of his mind. I don't know. Would you say
he is? But like, he might die.
What's your alignment, Harry?
Chaotic good.
Nice. Minus 20 XP for you.
What? Why?
You're gonna leave Jameson with the.
No, I just I remembered him. Man? I was just about to say we're gonna take him up and carry him up.
Huge guy? What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
Well, he might be naked, but we can just like pick him up or something, you know?
Yeah, the weight is a problem, not his penis. I'll tell you that much. I wasn't expecting that to be icky. A big fat guy. Oh no,
dude. He's not fat. There's no way. Is he really fat?
Yeah.
Crap.
Can we use all of our power to heave him up?
Yeah, but then how are you gonna climb?
Well, one of us goes up, and then we use like a rope to like pull him up.
He's at least 220 pounds heavy.
I mean,
Yeah, we can do that. Three people. 3, 6, 4 people. All right. Like, two of us go up there. And then, like one of us stays down to tie the rope around, and then, like, they get a grip on it and pull it up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
What was gonna do?
Yeah, okay. Who are the two who want to go up and pull? I mean, who's the heaviest here?
I mean, I don't have... I mean, is this gonna be like a strength check? Because, like, I got really bad strength.
Yeah, what is the metric gonna be?
It would be athletics to pull.
Okay, I have just 0.
I got -2.
I have +1 on athletics.
All right, me and Rip will go up.
Okay.
Do you have rope, Latrina?
Yeah. I got 50 feet of hempen rope.
All right, so we'll bring him over to like the bottom of the thing, from where we can pull him up.
Okay. When you do that, you hear, not so soon.
Oh, let's leave. You know what? This guy can be. He can wait later. No.
No, he's gonna die.
I mean, honestly, like, okay, this is just, I mean,
Jameson
okay,
really comes from behind it. The door, from behind the door, they're like a little bit creaked open.
Okay, let's be logical here. So if we save ourselves, that's 3 people versus 4 dead people. So
you hear metal.
I'm gonna pee my pants.
You hear like metal sliding across the surface.
We can't take him in time to like stealth. Avoid.
Yeah, put this guy. Freak him.
Let's just go into stealth and fight. And we'll get advantage off of stealth.
He killed like 9 people. We need to go.
Yeah. We killed his sister too, so he has a good reason to kill us.
Just run upstairs. We just gotta.
We're gonna get punished for this.
I'm neutral. By who? For what?
Okay, just continue then.
From behind the door, a blade, about the size of a, like a missile.
Oh, what? Drop my cup.
You know, like a one of those plain bullets, or a harpoon. Size of a harpoon, actually. That's a good comparison. Size of a harpoon. Size of a human arm, like a big man's human arm. Starts sliding out of the door's, you know, little opening.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, what do we roll to have, get the up there?
Get the F out of here roll.
It would be acrobatics to get up there and then athletics to pull the other guy up.
So do we have time to pull the other guy up?
No, I don't think
so. I'm telling you that's what you would have to do.
Alright, well, let's just do acrobatics to get up first.
Yeah.
Behind the door, you hear a normal voice now saying, do you know why I can't let you leave?
No. He's tricking us. I don't like this.
Just go. I'm freaking okay.
Yeah, trick this.
All right, let me roll.
Oh, dude.
6 and 12. Do I still have disadvantage? I do. Yes, 6 plus 3 is 9. Acrobatics.
Okay, you try to jump towards the hole up there, and then you fall back into the floor, on the floor, into the floor. You fall back on the floor, and the door opens, and you see a man, a muscular and Mediterranean-looking man, looking at the three of you.
Who are you?
Use charm. Now you can use charm.
I asked.
Oh, hey, sexy.
Huh? What did you say?
I asked you a question first.
And what's that?
Do you know why I can't let you leave?
No! Who are you?
I don't want to know why.
I can't let you leave because you're going to take him with you.
No. Yeah, see, I knew. Yeah. We gotta go.
Killed my sister is not that big of a deal. Frankly, the only use she had for me was her sex.
No, you're lying. Stop.
Jameson cannot leave.
Why not?
Oh. We're about to do a ritual with him. He's necessary. Oh.
Okay, that's fine.
He's what kind of
bye bye bye.
Wait, hold on. If he fricked his sister, then I could just frick him, right?
What?
It's not a hypothetical, I'm asking.
Now roll to bang.
Roll to bang.
Ability test.
I mean, that'd be a good distraction.
Roll to get on knees.
Yeah. A charisma check, I don't know.
5 check the map.
Yeah, you wanna... Oh, wait. Oh, man.
Yeah, how are you gonna bang him again? You're a woman.
I mean, he literally fricked his sister.
Woman. I can't find another person like Jameson.
Oh, shoot.
What's so special about him?
Yeah.
He's got something of mine.
Yeah, what's that?
A ring. Inside of him.
He ate it?
I don't know what he did, but I know it's inside him.
Well, maybe we can get him to be conscious again. We can convince him to give you the ring, because we're going to save his life.
No, the ring is useful to me. Only if I get to do the ritual. Otherwise, there's no point.
What's the ritual?
Well, I wouldn't tell you unless you were willing to do it.
Huh?
And that means taking my sister's place.
Huh?
I'm a little scared. I don't know if I want to frick him anymore.
Have to get banged.
My sister to engage with Jameson and then kill him in the process so that the ring would still have powers. But I can't do that. I will need someone to do it.
Latrina, take one for the team.
But Latrina has a penis, actually.
But she looks like a woman, right?
You don't know that.
I don't, but couldn't she use that to troll him? Or something?
Troll Jameson.
Not Jameson, but I don't know, the big Mediterranean dude.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Yeah, this is especially nerve-wracking.
He slides out of the door, and you can see that the lower half of his body is a snake.
Oh.
He's gonna rape me with the snake tentacles.
Instead of legs, he has just like a mermaid thing going on, but instead of a fish, it's a snake. It's an elongated snake body. Oh, it only has the upper half of the body as a man.
I mean, gosh. Really gotta get raped? Oh my.
Well, yeah, he's not- he's asking you to, like, rape Jameson, basically. In the process.
I gotta rape him to death? That's crazy, bruh.
I don't think you want to do that. It's not necessary. Shut up, you black person.
I would advise you to be careful with your words, especially since I'll be bringing on Seth, the Sibilant Death God.
Oh my gosh, of course.
So what is the deal here? Why are you here? How did you get here?
Yeah.
I got here because of him.
Jameson?
Did you smell him?
I knew he was here, and I knew he had something of mine.
Well, what do we do?
Because
we can't, like... Well, we can try to fight this guy now.
But, like,
I don't know about that.
Either you help me, or you let me take...
Okay. Medicine. I will rape this guy to death if I get money out of this.
Why is that
What's
the condition?
Your alignment?
Chaotic neutral?
Yeah, you're not gonna get away with that.
What?
Chaotic neutral? She will.
Really?
Yes!
Neutral means I'm down to rape someone to death.
Jameson is a trafficker and like a racketeering guy.
Yeah.
And a drug lord, so...
This is looking smexier now. Rape?
Oops. It's all coming together.
Well, maybe I really should rape him to death, but I still want money.
Inquestionably a slaver, because you don't know much about the Ethiopian rowers up there.
Well, so why would we do that? Just so this guy, what?
Doesn't kill us? Yeah.
You'll let us go if we just abandon Jameson.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah. Because if he's a bad guy and we don't care anyways, why go out of our way to rape him?
You would have a problem with that since it would summon a death god.
Yeah.
But I don't think the other two would care much.
Shoot, I can't rape him, I guess.
Let's just get out of here.
Like, if we let him summon the death god, it's probably just going to get worse for us. Because we might need to fight the death god.
No, we came down here to get the key. And this is a completely different problem. Common now.
Yeah.
Key. Also... Yeah.
Oh.
You came here for the key?
Yes.
It's no longer in one piece. See, the loop of the key is inside Jameson right now.
What?
Well, where are the other pieces? Mentioned,
the other pieces are not of my business. I only need the ring.
Wait a minute.
Did you see an ogre and a mage come down here?
Yes, the mage was my sister. I was the ogre.
Oh,
we're shapeshifters. It's to be expected.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't let us in the boat with our normal appearances, especially since Jameson knows who we are. He's dealt with us before. He recently came in contact with the key. And then, well, I heard of it. I don't know where the other pieces are, but that piece Jameson got. And now I need it.
Or Jameson. Well, why does Latrina have to do it? Because, like...
Because I'm a woman?
Penis. No, you're not.
How would you know?
He doesn't know that. Yeah.
Everybody thinks Latrina's a girl, so...
Okay.
Everyone's about to find out?
We about to find out! You didn't have to tell us after all! Well, I have no choice but to concede.
So I gotta rape this dude?
I guess so.
That would mean letting him take the keys ring.
Well, we don't want that though. Shoot.
So how is the ring going to get extracted in the rape process?
From his stomach.
Can you cast a spell on my penis and like have me grab it in the process?
Well, it's gonna be Latrina the one doing it. So when she stabs. She can just take it, and then we run.
I mean... We're gonna run pretty fast.
You just failed to climb into the thing, so maybe that's not a good idea.
Oh, what other option do we have?
Oh no.
Well, if I'm gonna rape a guy, I need some privacy, so.
Consider it. That's nice.
Well, it's up to you guys.
I don't think we have a chance of killing this guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a snake, just cut its tail and can't really do much.
Yeah, we're just gonna quickly cut his tail.
He did go
tail.
Through 9 people, so maybe he's a bit, you know, tired or hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But just fight that dude.
What? I'd rather rape someone than fight this dude.
Okay, what happens when he's dead? Do we still complete the ritual?
Wait, what? The ritual?
No, make Jason throw up.
Huh.
Alright. Yeah, that's easier than rape.
No, you see, the ring's use, to me, needs the ritual. If you wanted for the key, you can just take it out of his belly, but I wouldn't let that happen. Because I need the ring.
Okay, how about we just get you another ring or something, bro?
It has to be that one. It's part of an art.
Why? I think you're just being, like, picky right now, you know? Like, I think you're just being picky.
Well, he's doing a ritual. He kind of has to.
So, is this really required for the Death God? I mean, I'm sure he'll take anything else.
This artifact is able to open doors. This piece of the artifact is specifically the one that came from a portal, which is why I need it. You, Harry, I know who you are.
Oh, shoot.
I knew your grandfather.
Oh, crap.
Are you?
Do you know what the key is made of?
The key is made of. Are you, poo sniffer?
No. Of course I'm not. Wow, you really don't know your own family's history. I am an acquaintance of your grandfather's.
Oh.
And I observed him for a while, as I do. And I noticed his key. You see, your family's key, it's not one thing. It's a composite. There's the ring at the base of the key, which is basically a portal artifact that I need. And there's the main shaft of the key. And then there's the key itself, the little grooves. Each of them come from a different thing. I don't know about the other two, but I do know about this one. And this one is important to me. It comes from my people, and it shall go back to them.
Who are your people?
The Yuan Ti.
Okay.
So, how about you summon your little demon, death god, whatever, and then we get it back? Is that possible?
When the portal is open, you will not be able to access the ring anymore.
That's an issue.
We should probably just kill him.
Shoot. Yeah, he's kind of inconvenient. Wait, can we just get him drunk somehow? Like, I take him on a date, I get him drunk.
Okay, What is everybody's spells?
I marry him. We have.
He doesn't want to bang you. He wants you to bang Jameson. While you guys talk, his head shapeshifts into a snake's head, and his legs, appear, and they stop being a snake.
Shoot.
And then go back to being legs.
What do I have? I have sleep. We could put him to sleep, potentially.
Oh.
That'd be very good.
That would be good. Okay, also, I have Charm Person.
Wait, I have three magic crack rocks. Hold on. Is there anything I can do with the crack rocks I have?
I have crack rocks? I don't remember.
Let Let me see here. You attempt to charm a humanoid you can see within range and must make a wisdom saving throw, and does so with advantage if your companions are fighting it. Okay, we're not yet. If it fails the saving throw, it is charmed by you until the spell ends or until your companions do anything harmful to it. The charmed creature regards you as a friendly acquaintance. So will that allow us to, like, just cut open the stomach and take the thing without him going crazy on us?
Would he be unconscious?
He's charmed. He regards you as a friendly acquaintance.
That means he doesn't charm. Let me see what charm means. I'm pretty sure charm just means you're like twice as, you have advantage on like social ability rolls.
Hmm.
Charmed. A charmed creature can't attack the charmer or target the charmer with harmful abilities or magical effects.
No, that's
so
perfect.
So it's not mind control.
So just exactly. So
but
we take it and
but
run.
But he can like get between it. He can get between you and the ring.
Yeah, but when I attack him, can he attack me?
If I attack him. Attack you. Wait, let me see. Isn't it a concentration thing?
It's charmed by you until the spell ends or until you or your companions do anything harmful to it. Okay.
Okay,
so I can't attack him.
If you attacked him. Yeah.
But can I roll to like get around him? I'm like
that's gonna be a funny dance.
How's he gonna block all three of us?
He's gonna go for the ring. Or Jameson, that is. He's not gonna attack you guys. He's just gonna try to get it.
Yeah, but we need the ring, so like yeah.
You can like do the like square dance with him around. Try to get it without attacking him, but
I'm thinking
I don't
of,
know.
Like a Scooby-Doo thing when they run around with a villain.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Okay, can I use actually a mage hand to like cut open the stomach and get it?
That he's distracted. Notice that. He
yeah, but can we distract
that.
Him?
Yeah.
Well, that's another question, isn't it?
Wait, but the guy already knew that
just
the thing
sleep?
Was inside the guy, so wouldn't he know that the thing's gone?
Yeah, but then we're long gone.
Are we sure we're long gone? Because we can't swim now, can we?
No, we just climb back up. And hope we get the good rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not a plan, but okay.
Should we just attack him normally?
Or we just put him to sleep, and then while he's asleep, we get the ring.
Okay, yeah, use the sleep thing.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to get into battle first.
Okay.
Well, I mean, is it possible I could just go first and be like, hey, Frickhead, come over here and try to kill me.
Well, we have to roll initiative, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see who goes.
Yeah.
I'll go first. How about that?
You guys gonna roll initiative? Is that it? You guys are gonna do that? You do notice lacerations in his torso, so maybe he's weak enough to die.
You're trying to convince us to kill ourselves?
I don't know. You can do whatever you want.
I think I like the idea of just going to battle. Hopefully, I mean, it's a 1 in 3 chance. I go first. And then, then we just fight. But we can still put him to sleep once it's my turn.
True.
Alright, yeah, roll initiative. It's time.
Okay. So,
roll initiative it is.
Plus 4. I got 18 in total.
Okay. Let me roll. I got 16 plus 3. I got 19.
I got 16.
Okay, give me your numbers. Tell me your numbers.
19.
18.
16.
Okay. Harry, you go first then.
All right. Okay. Are cantrips are all cantrips bonus actions? Only certain ones?
Only certain ones. He's standing before the three of you, looking straight ahead, holding a huge blade in his hand.
Well, maybe if it's huge, then like he can swing and we just like tickle him, you know? Classic dungeon.
That's one action. What should I use? Poison spray? Or should I just attack normally?
Well, I mean,
do shield.
Well, if you do poison spray, doesn't he get disadvantage?
Yeah, that's sort of useful.
I think that's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
One reaction. How do reactions work?
It's like you can use it outside of your turn, but only once. Yes, cycle.
Well, yeah, I'll react with shield if I need to. But, I'll use poison spray cantrip.
Wait, I need to urinate. I'll be back soon.
Okay.
He leaves to urinate. You see, if we could have just gone stealth first and ambushed him, we would have had advantage on all these rolls. Just saying, you know.
But then again, we have info now. Now we know that we have to actually kill him.
Yeah, kind of.
Poison damage. Actually, I'm just going to do a normal attack. 1d12. I'd rather go with 1d8 plus 3.
Does he get disadvantage when you use poison spray?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Doesn't say anything about that, at least.
That's Victor, and if it is true, then you should do that one instead. Because when you put someone to sleep, they could roll out of it.
Bill.
Oh, true.
Let me look at True Strike. What the flip?
Wait, you have True Strike?
True Strike, yeah.
Yeah, what we could do, this is a game theory for you guys. What we could do is put him to sleep, use True Strike right now, and then on your next turn. So we put him to sleep, I give you a bardic roll. And then use the advantage of that, and hopefully you roll a big hit.
Yeah, they could stealth kill him.
Yeah, stealth kill him.
Yeah.
I have to do True Strike first, and it's based on concentration. It can last up to one round. It takes a whole action. I want to attack.
I mean, we could do that. Like, yeah, we could just hopefully hit a really big roll.
Yeah, I don't wanna get hit. I think.
What's your health points? I don't think you die.
Yeah, 14 right now. So it depends on when the enemy's turn is.
Yeah, then we're probably good.
If it's me, Latrina, you, then him, then it might work, but I don't know. I'm going to check.
What's your weapon? You're using a rapier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's even like I'm thinking of this like a fighting game when you do combos. So what we could do is use Bardic, or you use that thing right now, True Strike, then I use Bardic Inspiration as a bonus action, and then I put him to sleep, right? And then your next turn, whenever it comes down to it, you would have an advantage because he's asleep and because of your True Strike and your Bardic Inspiration to that. And then if that doesn't kill him, then they use Heat Metal, and hopefully that helps. If you leave your Rapier in him, then it does 2d8. But I don't know. That all depends on if we just don't get like mollywopped right away.
I gotta check with Victor what is his turn.
Okay.
Cause right now I have disadvantage, so the advantage from the True Strike would just cancel out the disadvantage. And then sleep would
still have disadvantage?
Yeah, I think so.
Ask.
Turned. What is it?
Yeah, okay, so when is his turn?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay, also, do I still have disadvantage?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's best if I just attack rather than try to do the True Strike thing.
Okay.
So I am finna fart. I will do d20 plus 5. 6 and 20. Gotta go with the 6. 6 plus 5 is 11. Did I hit?
11? Let me see. You don't. Okay. Latrina. Wait a second. You're trying to strike with your rapier, I believe, right?
My rapier?
No, Harry.
Oh.
Yeah, that was my rapier. You
struck with your rapier?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't dodge. What he did was he pushed. Since the rapier is not a blade with blades on the sides, it's just a puncture blade, he kicked the rapier into stabbing the wall. Latrina?
Okay, well, I threw my javelin. That's, like, broken into his sister's, like, boob or something, so yep. I'm go with my short sword.
Latrina.
Short sword. Go ahead, Latrina. Short sword.
Good name.
I very much missed this. Very much.
What?
A 3?
Yeah, you completely missed. You didn't even have to do anything. He just watched you, like, trip and hit the floor.
Crap.
Damn it.
Shit. Trip shoulder.
Rip. Your turn.
Oh my gosh.
Alright. I use sleep.
Go ahead, try it. What do I gotta roll?
It's like an attack, right? Because it's spell, it's a one action, yeah.
I don't know. It's plus 5 of that. Tell me.
Okay. So it's 17. Does that hit?
Okay, you do hit.
Okay.
Sweet.
And then I'm gonna read the thing. So the spell sends creatures into a magical slumber. Roll 5d8, that total is how many hit points of a creature this spell can affect. Creatures within 20 feet of point you choose within range are affected.
Wait, so how do spell rolls work for, like, seeing if it actually hits the person? Isn't sleep saving throw or something?
No, it's an attack.
Oh, okay.
And then you use your spell modifier to make sure that...
Are we following the materials thing for spells?
Depends on the spell.
The sleep has materials.
Does it? Let's see. Are we actually? Curious on that.
Are we gonna follow the materials thing, Victor?
What did you say?
Are we gonna follow, we follow the materials thing?
Yeah, the materials.
No, you don't have to follow that.
Okay. Okay, so then you can cast sleep.
Okay, so I roll 5d8. So it's 1, 2. Okay. That's okay, that's 32. Does that affect him?
The total of how many hit points of creatures the spell can affect. So yeah, does he have hit points 32 or less?
Tell me how much you got.
32.
No, he's still awake.
So more than 32?
Mm-hmm.
Hit points?
Yeah. I don't think. Shoot. Oh crap.
I don't know what to do then.
So
okay. So you guys all fail to strike him once.
Yeah.
Is that what occurred?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, give me a second actually. When you cast a spell using slots I can fire. I am past level 1. Okay. So you use an additional 2d8s. 3.
Oh.
10. Okay, 42.
42? He's still awake. Yeah.
What? What?
Then dude, he's just really dead. Strong. Yeah, we're dead, dude.
We're dead. Can we run?
Oh, I should have raped that guy. Oh.
We are so dead, my dude.
No.
It's going 42? Good, except we're gonna die.
Yeah, we're probably gonna die right here.
Oh, we're gonna get raped so hard. Can I just be like, hey man,
he
I didn't mean
it. He
looks
at you three and says, foolish.
Mm-mm.
And now
oh, no.
He's going to attack.
Oh no.
Yeah, we're done for. GG, lads.
Oh no.
No, no, don't be so negative. Don't be so negative.
Hopefully he trips, honestly.
Let's see. Let's hit Harry. He misses Harry.
Whew.
Let's hit Latrina. He misses Latrina.
Oh my gosh!
He misses the both of you.
Okay, and then he hits me and kills me, right?
He did not hit you. His turn is over.
And oh, an idiot!
He starts swinging with his scimitar and misses the two of you.
I don't understand how sleep works. Bars. So is it only on the target?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it says in the area that's chosen.
It's the area of creatures. Like, whatever's up in front of you.
Oh.
But is that us? I guess you don't put it in a place that is, like...
away from us.
Away from us, too, but, like, contains him. Just barely. Okay, that makes sense.
They describe it as a cone in the game.
Okay, what do I do? I just want to run. Everyone, we should run. Try to run.
Alright, Harry, it's your turn. You choose what to do now.
Dude, he has 42 health points. Like
more than that.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah, more than that. That's forever.
Yeah, it's just really like 2.
When you move on your turn in combat, you can double your speed until the end of the turn. Climbing speed of 20 feet. Okay. I don't exactly understand, like, what the climbing thing is, like, or what the structure of the area is to, like, get up.
What's the game plan?
Well, yeah, I'm finna run.
Okay, but what about the key, though? We kind of need that before
we... We can figure that out later before we're not dying. Because you two are, like, at least our Trina is a one-hit kill right now.
Probably. Yeah. I got 8 hit points.
Okay, I'm gonna do, what is it, acrobatics roll? Can we take the body with us?
You're gonna try stealing the body? Go ahead.
Well, we did bring it over to that side already when he started talking to us. It wouldn't be that difficult.
Bring it over to a side? What?
Yeah. You
guys, like, rolled it over into the floor.
No, you're in the process of bringing him up.
Like, okay, you're gonna bring him up to the hole? Yeah, first acrobatics and then pull him up. You cannot do acrobatics with him on your back.
Someone has to be down there, so...
I'll do acrobatics. Go, boys! Also, when is my disadvantage going to end? Okay.
I think you have to either take an antidote or take a rest.
Alright.
Oof.
Alright. Let's just hope, man.
Oh.
One?
That's not good.
You don't tell me. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me
that.
Did
you do a backflip or something? What happens?
We're at a natural 1 + 3 = 4.
Okay, you try to climbing it up again, but you slip right on the top and fall on your head. You get hit with the left seat here.
Gosh, no.
You get hit with 3 hit points of damage from falling on your head.
Fuck.
On the top of your head.
Yo, this is brutal. I'm gonna have to take a health potion.
Oh, man.
Do we just fight then? Just straight up fight.
Okay, Latrina, it's your turn.
Hold on.
Latrina.
Wait. Leading upstairs is like leading up is a stairs, right?
Yeah, after you get through the hole, there's stairs, but before that...
He probably can't fit through the hole, he's big.
Oh, true.
Well, he's the same size as you guys. You guys are huge, so he can, probably.
Can we just plug the hole?
Jameson could. Wouldn't that make you, like, lock you guys in there with him?
Oh, damn it. Yeah,
unless you're proposing everybody goes through it and pulls Jameson, and then you guys close the hole, which I think it's very far-fetched.
Plug the hole with Jameson.
I think I'm gonna go for acrobatics. I can't bite this
Latrina,
guy at all.
Come on, Latrina. You could try attacking him, dude.
I think we should just attack and go at the weak spot that he said. He had, like, a shredded...
But he
stomach?
Has, like, more than 42 freaking hit points of health,
What else
bro.
Do we do? We run away and you probably, like, fall and die?
Yeah, all of us are just scrambling to get up here and falling on our heads.
Yeah, it's like the Three Stooges type of thing, man. I think we just fight.
Latrina,
what can
you
do, Latrina?
Nothing? Because I threw my javelin, so, like, yeah, that's gonzo. That broke, so I couldn't even get that back. I have no attack bonus on my short sword, so... Okay. With the sleep thing, if... We disengage and then re-engage. Do you get that back or no?
What do you mean?
Because, okay, we could probably get to the point of him being low enough to put him to sleep, right?
Low enough to what? Sleep?
To put him to sleep if we get his health points low enough.
Yeah, that's the case. If you do that low, if you do that, then you guys can sleep him.
Okay.
Well, I think that's the best I could got with that idea.
Attempt to attack then.
Oh, okay.
Rip, sleep is not a cantrip, it's a spell, right?
Yeah.
How many spell slots do you have left?
I think it's two more.
Okay. Heliotrina, go ahead.
Alright, well, let's see if I even hit.
Yeah. So I get two more chances at it.
10.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Yeah,
you have an attack bonus?
I miss?
No, her attack bonus is zero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She has negative strength.
Yeah. Rip, what are you gonna do?
We're so useless, man.
Something.
Something like that.
Okay. Well,
the enemies are getting really bad rolls, so you guys maybe have a shot.
Yeah.
Right, what do I do here?
Man, D&D is a lot of bumbling around like a retard.
Yeah, like in real life, you ever see a fight in real life? A lot of it's bumbling around a retard.
Yeah.
Watch UFC, it's a lot of it's the guys like rolling in the floor trying to get the upper hand.
Yeah, in video game RPGs, you're like super awesome, strong man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get hit once.
Mm-hmm. Although in Morrowind, your attacks are based on chance, so you can just like miss like 50 times in a row. Even though you're like hitting visually.
Damn, I don't know what to do. Okay, alright.
Don't you have a weapon?
Yeah, I do have a weapon. So, I guess I'll just attack them.
Okay.
Okay, let's roll. 17.
You hit.
Awesome, okay.
Apparently one hit.
For 7.
7 damage? Okay, that's some.
I aim at that spot where it's weak. Belly. I aim right at his belly.
Well, he just has a normal torso, but okay. 4.
You said he had, like, wounds.
Yeah, he has lacerations, but it's not like it's big enough that you can just target randomly. All right. you strike him in the chest with your hand axe, and he looks at what you've done and says, "Finally."
Wow. Hey, that guy wasn't.
And then he hits you twice with his sword
and kills me. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's not that much damage. Okay. It's 8 plus 6.
Wait, what?
8 plus 6.
Down for the count.
Oh.
That's 14. You got hit with 14 hit points.
Oh.
Rip, how many hit points did you have?
I had 19. I'm down to 5.
Oh.
Oh, you're still up. Good.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd be dead. He slashes you with his sword twice, right in the middle of your chest. And you're bleeding, but you're up, even though you're in intense pain right now.
Uh-oh.
Can I give Rip a health potion?
Yes, you can.
It's like a bonus? Or is it not like a combat thing? My hit point max is 20 and I'm at 11. I kind of feel like taking one?
I allow for, like, giving other people randomly.
Latrina, what is your hit point max?
10.
Okay, yeah, you're not gonna like
no.
You should. Do you have like a bow or something? Like,
nope.
Okay. Then yeah, I give a health potion to Rip and take one myself. What is the roll for that?
It depends on the potion.
It says health potion. I don't know.
Normal health potion. That's 2d4 plus 2.
Okay. I guess Rip will take one. It's two. Man, I still don't understand this dice. This die. It's the one that's facing up, right? Four?
Yeah, the one that's on the top.
Four plus two is six, plus two is eight. So I'm at 19 now. Next to town.
Okay, how much did you... What's the final number?
It was eight. So 11 plus 8, I'm at 19.
Okay, cool. Okay, Harry, it's your turn.
Right. I will attack then with my rapier.
Go ahead.
Will he continue attacking? Probably continue attacking Rip. I'm wondering if I should cast shield. Well, it's a reaction, so it'll be fine. Okay, yeah, rapier.
I'll be right back, gotta pee.
Okay. 14... 20! Okay, then 14 plus 5, 19.
Okay, you hit both. I mean, you hit. That's it.
Okay, yeah. One plus three is four. The four damage.
Four damage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright. You poke him with your rapier, but it's as if his muscles were so tightly knit into his body that you could not puncture his muscles like you could with his sister.
Mm-mm.
Latrina, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, let's see if I can even hit this time. 14! Do I hit?
Okay.
Does 14 hit?
Yeah.
Wait a second, let me see. I'm seeing. 14 hits, yes. Go ahead.
Yes! Freaking! Alright. Alright, we got a 1d6. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. 5.
Okay, it's a good number. Alright, you hit him. You hit him as well with your... What do you hit? Oh yeah, your short sword. You slice the side of his torso. Rip, it's your turn.
Okay.
You should take your... Wait, what is your health right now?
5.
Okay, take your potion, definitely, then.
What is it? Or
2d4 plus 2.
Okay, I got it. 6.
Yay.
I had 11.
11?
Yeah.
You miss.
Ooh. Oh, no, no. That's just my health.
Oh, okay. Okay, then you can just add it. Right then and there.
Let's see. I could just heal myself.
Do you have that?
Yeah, healing word. I could 1d4 plus 3.
That's pretty jumbo.
Alright.
Okay. This is a bonus action, so addition of that, I'll heal myself. 1d4 plus spell casting, which is modifier, which is charisma, I think. Alright, so plus 5. So 1d4 plus 5. 5. Sadly.
Build for 5, so you're at 16 now. Okay, then attack now.
Okay, I'm at 16.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And then, D20, let's see. I hit an 8. Does that hit?
No, you don't.
Damn it.
Oh.
What is your attack bonus?
So much for that thing. I don't get one.
You don't? What are you using?
A hand axe. I don't think I get one.
Do you have proficiency with that? Mm. What is a hand axe?
Hand axe is,
Strength, right? Or dexterity?
Strength.
Yeah, but what do you have? What is the category of weapons?
Wait a second, let me kill my cat.
Okay.
That's like a simple weapon, right?
Okay, melee weapon, simple. You have proficiency with simple weapons.
Oh yeah, I do actually.
Okay, then it's 2 plus... What is the hand axe thing?
It's 2 plus... 8?
10. What? Hold on.
Oh no, plus my throw, right?
You threw it, or did you hit it? Jesus Christ!
What happened?
Did you throw, or did you hit
no,
him
I'm
with
ask,
it?
No, she's asking me if it's like... It's plus 2.
Okay,
I'm asking
so
you if it's
plus 2, is it strength or dexterity for a hand axe?
I don't know.
If you throw it, it's dexterity. If you hit somebody with it, it's strength.
Okay, what's your strength?
I don't get anything plus on strength.
Okay, so the attack bonus is just +2?
Yeah.
Okay, you get 10, you still miss.
Okay.
Alright, now it's his turn again.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything this time, he just attacks. First, Harry, and what's your armor class, Harry?
16.
Yeah, he hits you. And then Latrina. What's your armor class, Latrina?
Not Latrina.
14?
Yeah, he hits you too.
Oh no.
Well, don't worry about it.
I might have to worry about it.
That's first for Harry. That's 1 + 3 equals 4 hit points on Harry.
Okay.
And then 4 hit points for Latrina as well.
Oh, okay.
Just slashes the both of you pretty liberally.
Alright, it's my turn now, isn't it?
Yes, it is your turn.
Okay. Rapier! Let's see here. Six and 20. Gotta go with the six. As usual, yes, six sir. Plus five yes. is 11. And I miss.
Yes. Alright, you just missed. Latrina, it's your turn.
Oh.
This is getting kind of intense. Nice.
Thirteen?
You hit.
Whoa!
Yes, let's go!
Beast.
Yeah! Alright.
Two.
Coming to damage. Two? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I dipped his balls. That's all I did.
Yeah, you poke him with your short sword. Right now, he has all torsos lacerated, but he doesn't be bleeding much. Rip, it is your turn, my friend.
Okay. So, I still have 2 bardic inspirations. I gave one to Harry? No. Latrina.
Are you sure?
Why Latrina?
Yeah, okay, Harry you... then. Harry.
No, actually, I have disadvantage on rolls. What are the...
Yeah, that's why. Just give it to Harry or Latrina, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I have a much less chance of actually hitting.
Okay, then yeah, I'll give it to Latrina.
Uh-oh.
And then I attack. So... 17, does that hit? Yes, right.
Yes, it does.
Okay, cool. 1d8. Okay, I do 6.
Damage? Okay, cool. you slice his belly across with your hand axe.
Okay, sick.
And now it's his turn. And now it shall be Latrina and Rip.
Okay.
I'm dead.
Oh, Latrina gets hit.
And oh, let's shoot. See
Rip gets hit too.
okay.
That's Rip's armor class.
Let's see.
Is it above 19?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Latrina, you get hit with 5 hit points.
I'm dead.
Are you?
And I'm Rip, dead. You get hit with 4.
Okay.
Again, so I'm literally slashing around.
You're not dead, but you're gonna have to do death rolls.
Oh no.
You're a perfect zero?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like negative one.
Aren't you negative one?
Yeah, I'm like negative one.
Death rolls.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, let's see. Okay.
Unless somebody heals her, we're not allowed for that to happen outside of turns. Actually, no. Harry, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do?
Gotta keep attacking. Alright. When should Rip try sleep again? We've done some damage.
I don't know if it's enough. How much damage
How much above 42 is he? Or was he? Well, let me just attack anyways. 16 and please. 8 plus 5, 13, I hit.
Yes!
You do hit.
Okay. Please do some damage, not like 4. Okay, 28 plus 3, please, 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 please. 6 plus 3 is 9.
Nice.
9 damage.
Okay, you finally do some sensible damage into his thigh. You poke your rapier straight into his artery, and he's bleeding now profusely from his thigh. Dribbles down, makes a pool on the floor. Latrina, you do a death roll.
Uh-huh. All right, let's see.
Venus. Oh.
20! What? Dang, all right.
You
let's
woke
go.
Up with one hit point. You can attack.
Okay, don't. Yeah. Like, seriously, don't get hit because you will die.
Yeah, how do if I you drop again, you're instantly dead.
Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, crap. Oh, my God. Okay, all right,
how far away is Latrina from Mediterranean guy?
You're all within like 6 feet of him.
Oh, you should try to like get to a place where he can't hit you.
Yeah, should I disengage?
I don't know, should you?
Because I only have my short sword, so it's not like I can just poke him in the anus with something else.
Oh, can I give? Can you use short bows? And can I give Latrina my short bow?
Yeah, I can do martial weapons.
Okay, this is really relaxed for a fight scene.
Yeah, it is. Nice music.
It's actually really tense.
It's like a bossa nova track.
Uh huh.
Amidst this, okay. Latrina, choose what you're gonna do. You've woken up. You can pretend to be dead.
Mmm. Well, can she take my short bow and like run?
And if you succeed, then you can do an opportunity attack with advantage on him.
Mmm. Maybe I should play dead.
She still has the bardic inspiration, doesn't she? Hmm. Use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'll do the bard and advantage thing, so I'm just gonna... I mean, not snore at all. I mean, I'm dead, totally.
Yeah, dead. Dead people don't snore.
No, you gonna pretend?
I'm gonna try to, at least.
Roll deception.
Oh, boy. Okay, plus 4 deception. Okay, so let's see. Okay. Okay, 14.
Let's see what he gets. Oh, nice. Okay. You pretend that you're dead and he does not seem to... He seems pretty confident. Like, he believes he just killed you.
Mm. Yes!
Visibly.
Okay, yep. Do you have sneak attack? No, you're not a rogue, are you?
No.
Okay.
Rip.
Rip should try to do the sleep again.
Do you think it's enough?
I mean, what does he have? Like 70 hit points?
Wait, Rip, don't you have that health thing?
I mean, you have two tries, right?
Mm. Yeah, I have two more tries.
Okay, it's worth trying right now.
Okay. Alright, so let's just, get to sleep then. Okay, 17, does that hit?
Yes, it does.
Awesome. And then, it's 5, 8, 7. Okay, 7.
7?
78,
right.
So.
78, okay.
4.
Oh,
okay.
9.
Please, 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 please.
2. Okay, 40.
40? Yeah. He immediately falls to the floor asleep.
Yes! Okay. Yes! Oh my gosh, man! Yes!
That's good.
Oh. Oh, I thought I was a dead!
Yeah. Oh, okay, can we... I have to go pee.
Yeah, I have to pee too. Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Okay, all right. Oh, I thought I was gonna have a heart attack. Oh my goodness. Ooh. I know, right?
Okay, one now, so. Dang. That's really nice and convenient.
All right, since he's out, I think we should wrap it up right now.
Oh man, oh.
We have to go get coffee soon, so
yeah.
I'll give you guys XP points right now.
Yes, heck yes.
That's 300 XP for each.
Nice.
All right, I'm at 1345. What is level 4 XP requirement? Yeah, I need 2,700. Okay, so about like almost exactly double what I have right now.
All right. All right. Are we safe to wrap it up right now?
Yes.
After this enthralling combat.
Mm-hmm.
Of pure danger and fear.
Oh, what do we get for XP? Oh, sorry.
300 each.
300 okay, cool. Each.
I think I'm about to level up.
Is beating so fast, jeez.
Wow.
That freaks me out way too badly. And the music just, like, I don't know, it was way too peaceful.
Okay, so.
Nice sloppy let loose sleepover at the pickle bar. I would say that's a good title. This.
Yeah, I almost had to
the meth bar.
We just beat up two lesbians at the pickle bar.
so next time I guess we'll just fish out the ring and leave.
I mean, don't. I'll be going now. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. See y'all next session.
All right. Peace.
Bye.